Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good, people? I'm your boy GQ holding it down. Angry Bastard Radio. Station that lets you speak your mind. Now, today's show is going to be very interesting. It's going to be an interesting topic with a twist. Sorry about the lateness, people. I was on CP time. Now, you're on live tonight with us for an hour and 17 minutes, and it's going to be a little angry bastard radio with a twist on why we're angry. I want to dedicate this show to the girl that I'm in love with and has the key to my heart. It's just that it seems like she might have threw that, just chucked that key 70 million thousand miles away. So it's like, that's how I feel. So, I'm not going to turn it into too much of a soft, sappy hour, but I'm going to, later on in the show, I'm going to explain the reason why JJ died and GQ is still here. I'm going to give you what you fellas should watch out for, what you fellas should try to make happen, and I actually have to take back the Like a Boy, because I actually never really listened to it, and I actually listened to it, and she's not shitting on men. It's more like she's telling men, more than a woman, she's telling men to watch out and listen to your girl, because if you don't, you're a loser. And that's what that song was about. I thought they would just talking shit on us fellas, but I had to listen, so I apologize about Beyonce and whatever negativity I said. It was an issue. Someone in the high ranks, someone from Beyonce's label, whatever it is, actually called us up and knew, said it's because it's free radio, doesn't necessarily mean you can bash on every artist out there. So please restrain, or next time I can be written up for quarters. I don't fucking know. Anyway. Well, screw that lady. Now, Beyonce, screw that lady. Her management. What's so dangerous? Anyway. This is going to be, I'm going to talk from beginning to end. I would say about 2001, December 31st, to recently. And we're going to break it down as to what happened in my life, how did it happen, and everything. You know, it's, I guess you could say, my internet sweetheart. We'll get into that later on. It's an hour and 15 minutes. Wait till we get at least an hour and I get some of my people in there, because my brothers want to hear it. They want to hear everything I have to say. I'm going to put my heart on the table. I don't give a fuck. I'm in love with her. Barbie, you know who you are. I ain't gonna put your government out there. Oh, is Barbie your real name? I mean, hey. All I know is that I'm in love with her. And I'm not afraid to express my feelings. So like I said, we're gonna talk about that later on in the topic. But since we're on that slow down music, let me see if I can find something to play for you people. Also, we'll be having a roast, because when they all get in the building, they all want to roast me and this and that. It's funny as hell. And I already know what they're going to point on to now, so. Yo, nigga, you soft as shit, nigga. Soft ass, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Alright. Let's see. What can I put? Love is stronger than pride. This is by Sade, going out to my boo. You know who you are.
I won't pretend that I intend to stop living.
Fellas, if you have a girlfriend, don't treat her wrong.
I won't pretend.
A scar will be left, whether it's intentionally or mental.
But I can't
not worth it. Don't go through what I'm going through.
I still really, really love you.
The holidays are upon us yet again. GQ is single. We'll get back into that later on in the show. And it's now time for me to get some steak. Love is stronger than pride. You're absolutely right, Miss Sade. Doing your thing. I'm over here eating this steak and shit. Hit us up, 347. I'm bugging. An onion chip with some dip, man. The beef jerky, peanut butter, because I'm Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot. Make sure chocolate, guys. Have chocolate. Man, some popcorn. Graham crackers. Graham crackers. Some marshmallows. Little marshmallows. A bar of niggas. Some words, man. That's what I'm saying. A celery. Jelly. Captain Crunch with the little crunch berries. We need two big pieces, man. Everything on them. Water. Whole lot of water. And onions. Yeah! Yeah, I didn't think I knew that joint. Good ass steak. I gotta get my wisdom tooth pulled. This sucks. I'm gonna send a song out. Here's the first song that we ever. Like, when I hear this song, I think of her. And to me, I feel as though this song right here. This song right here is, I feel as though around the era that we first met and actually started getting to know each other, this song was the shit, and she put me onto it. This song is the truth, and it's not a fucking lie. So this is from GQ to my boo, holding it down in Brooklyn. There you go, this is Marston Houston featuring Joe Button, up in the club.
What up? This your man, Jump Off Joe Button, and I'm here with my dude, my Jersey fam, DJ D New, youngest DJ seriously taking over. Y'all need to watch for him. Yo, D, show these dudes what's good. Hit them with something.
Shaking it up, mommy, don't break it. Taking it down, I love the way you snake it. You got the best of me,
doing what you do.
Up in the VIP, doing what you're doing. Girl, I'm about to buy you anything you want. Put you in the coupe and take your pretty ass home. Let's call for alcohol. You know how we do, yeah.
You know we be up in the club.
Talking to this chick, got a taste for the hook. Sometimes pimping is tough. White tea, so bad. Jacob on my wrist, superstar worldwide. It is what it is. We'll party at my crib. That's the after. Till 6 in the morning. Drinks and laughter. It's a fiery mama's getting naughty. Got a sexy body. Feeling wild, got to wild place. Know how we do
up
in
the club. You out the corner of your eye, tell you wanna ride. You looking at Poppy like, wanna hold hands, so amp, no man, choke him. But you and your friend can both get ramped like, use a private dancer. No riders when she won't pull in her pants, it's all good, baby, you know where I'm at, right? Guess you need me to go put it on your backside, only if you act right. Damn it, you doing it, doing what you doing, you doing it to me. I picture you doing it to me like, I only came out because I'm here to find you. After the boss last call, we at the nearest diner. We be next L tagging, SL wagon. You rather the rim jump up or the XL Magnum. Damn it, you doing it, you and your friend. And next weekend, if you're lucky, we can do it again.
Chinaman in the face ass nigga.
I know you ain't talking with your Dicky Mutombo looking ass face nigga.
Yo,
that shit was hot though. I love that track, man.
Yeah, nigga.
That Marcus Houston Joe Budden. Whatever happened to that dude?
Coming out with a reality show for him.
What?
I think they're coming out with a reality show.
That nigga Joe Budden?
I'm over here eating shit up. I'm like a motherfucker.
I was about to say, damn, fat ass, what's going on here, man? You didn't eat for one day, and now you're eating everything in St. God?
Uh-huh.
Hey, shit happens.
I really forgot what the problem was, what I was saying. What did it begin with?
Yo, did you get all them pictures?
Yeah, what are those?
You ain't see it clearly?
I mean...
It's a little white girl's booty, dude.
I wasn't impressed. What happened?
Nah, neither was I. That's why I was just trying to show it to you, like...
Oh, those are the Jones. Those are the chicks.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, man, I'm doing a show. I don't know, you might not want to stay on, because I'm going to do a show, and like in the middle of the show, I'm like, yo, I'm going to tell how I fucked up a relationship.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, nigga.
It's all good. You know, it comes down to that love type shit. I don't really hate on that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, dude. Do what you gotta do, you know what I'm saying? Express the way you express. Don't make any regrets. People make mistakes in life, that's all.
Exactly. People do make mistakes, and if you love them, you'll stay with them.
But the main thing about it, though, you gotta learn from your learn from the mistakes, God. Have to.
No doubt. Now, what happens when you learn from them and everything is going good, and then she hears the girl's name that her man cheated on her with, being yelled out, and then they get pissed off?
Well, I mean, dude, if there ain't no communication, like, there should never be any reason. I don't care who you are, whether you're in a relationship as a boy or girl, boy, girl, whatever it is. There's never a reason to have an argument. There actually even shouldn't be an argument. Why? Because that trust and communication should be there. As long as y'all communicate, yeah, one could be a little aggravated with the other. Maybe they're not fully understanding the point they're coming from. But as long as you're willing to make it work, you're willing to sit there and listen to what they got to say, and then maybe express the way you feel. I mean, a lot of people, like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of niggas like to show tough love. It's not always tough love, man. You got to express the way you feel. If not, nobody's going to truly understand the way you feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta express yourself on maybe she did something or maybe you did something, but you just got to let them know why it is that you were feeling that way. Maybe she said something and put it in a different way, and they're like, all right, well, I feel like, you know, it didn't happen because of this, and this. Even though that maybe she doesn't agree with that, just, you know, she can't be mad at the way that you're expressing yourself. What is she going to be mad at your feelings? Then you tell her Kate rocks, bitch. You know what I mean?
Or Mark.
What? If she's there, you know what I'm saying, they willing to make it work, you know, whoever it is, should be all good.
Yeah, pretty much. Light up, nigga.
Light a dong. That shit is drier than the desert out here.
Yeah?
Yeah, all in within one day. I love how that shit works. One day there's fucking enough to grow Jamaica. The next day it's like fucking Afghanistan out there, bitch.
Oh.
I don't understand that shit.
So you mean you go out and be like, yo, what's up? Oh, I mean,
yeah, exactly. And I'm like,
I just got from y'all last night. Bro. What the fuck is going on?
That's what I'd be trying to figure out. But, you know. Shit happens. It's all good.
My cat is clawing at my knees just to get some of this fucking steak. Yeah, yeah. So, I'm a lover of them, man. But there's a catch. I'm going to do like the commercials do. Yo?
Yo?
Alright, because I know Fresh is going to, he's going to react to it after I say it, so I got to do just like the commercials do. Hold on. Let's see who I am. I don't know.
I say, you either sound fucking lit, but yeah, you sound like real emotional right now, dude. It's got to be either or.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Oh, no, nigga, I ain't all of you.
Yeah, I'm making sure. Maybe I don't know, you woke up this morning and started thinking about somebody. It should have been crushing you all day, having that shit on your mind.
Nah, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, I know what it is, and I know how it is.
Yo, this song is going out to Barbie. Yo. This song ain't the truth, man. Just sit back and listen to this shit.
Like, yo, Barbie?
Huh?
Yo, you said Barbie?
Yeah.
Yo, what's funny is I just met a Barbie today.
Somebody killed his name.
Like, I guess, I don't know if that's what she called us. I don't know if that's her real name or not, but chick named Barbie. Damn,
what is she?
Bed.
Where is she?
She was official.
Now, what is he, though, race-wise? Help. I think we're experiencing technical difficulties. This next song right here is Serrani featuring Lorraine, Rain or Fall.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
It's raining. I want you to come home to me, please.
Baby, come home. I got my negligee on. And I'm all sprayed up.
Rain or fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She says she just pull off the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? Rain or fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She says she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? It's like two hillsides and I'm down in the valley on the left. It's where I make my money on the right. It's where I got my honey. I wanna be rich, but I'm needing her body. Here I am in the middle of nowhere. My mind is trapped in midget. I don't know what to choose. Do value ever, and I don't wanna lose. Rain or fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone, she says she just pull off the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She says she just put on the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my food? These are the two main things that pique my interest. Money, love, time, my interest. From them I take no recess. Now, which matters the deepest? I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She says she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work?
Come on home to me. I need you in my home with me. I'm at the peak of my ecstasy. Won't you fulfill my
I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She said she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo?
Fucking room. Yeah.
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 I was a high track too, man.
Huh?
I was feeling that. How about this? Oh, I got something for you. What's gonna be? You gonna be playing some R&B type shit?
Yeah.
Alright, check it out. I have two tracks. One of them, if you are starting to think about this chick, or whatever chick, this shit, when you hear the words, you're like, damn, is this a sign? And one of them tracks is, the artist is Neo, track called Make It Work. Fucking fire. And then there's another one, Marquis Houston, Circle.
Circle.
Another hot ass track. Circles. Yeah.
I mean, hear something.
All right. No doubt.
You already know who this is. Motherfucker Fresh to Death from Light Up Session.
Yeah, dog. We'll be live tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Light Up Session definitely full of fuck right now.
Yeah, man. I'll probably end up, hitting up the bowl, scrape some resin, something, make something work. But right now, I ain't worried about that right now. I'm actually, You're actually giving me the idea to do the same shit for the show tonight. I think I want to play number R&B. But, check it out. We're going to give you a little sample of this Neo right quick. It's called Make It Work. I mean, this song right here is fire. You know what I'm saying? If you're caught up into that love, you know what I mean? You and your girl fighting or whatever the situation is, and you just, you want the situation to overcome itself and things get back to normal, that's what you got to do. You got to make it work. Neo.
Otherwise, I would have answered the phone. But this is someone.
though. What you think about that shit, though?
That shit was hot, but I'm pissed off, man.
Why's that?
Fucking bitch. I just get on Mobsters, and this fucking chick Linda by day attacks me. She attacked me. I lose 38 for damage. She attacked me again. I lose 39. Attacked me again, 39. Attacked me again, 39. Attacked me the next time, and I fucking died. Losing 17 experience points. Bullshit.
Still getting caught up in Mobsters.
Fucking cunt. Even if I only had all my cars, that wouldn't happen.
Hello. You might just have some better.
Huh?
Maybe she just has some good weapons or something.
Yeah, probably. I'm gonna have to do a part two to this fucking conversation. Because on the whole squad, but we need the good advice and the bad advice. You and E give good advice. 6-4 and SD give very fucked up advice.
Yeah, I was about to say, 6-4 would be total against everything that we got to say on that whole love type situation.
Oh shit, they took my fucking my ambulance away.
Nah. How the hell they do that?
Oh, never mind, because it says ambulance chance of full hill.
That's why.
Because in the missions, it doesn't say that, you know, I have one. Oh, no, never mind. I'm looking at the wrong joint. It's, this says that I need one person to get one. Meathead bastard. Oh, lazy eyed fuck. I'm putting another joint going out to my girl Barbie. And then after that, we're going to get into the details. Let's go.
Yeah. You are say it. You knew front door, I was nothing to play with. You had my love and you betrayed it, so I take it back. As far as another brother, calm as a motherfucker. Was I with him? Yeah, you was never even there. Talking about I hurt you, how about I don't even care. Plans we had are through, man, they dead to me. I got a new man, he treat me like a Kennedy. Yeah, you stunting as a team, we heavy, we are custom. Sluggish looking like a keen to send me. You flustered, talking about how you missed an inch. I'm disgusted, talking about how you could kiss my ass, man. You violated all my general laws, and I can't take it, gotta get a divorce. He did the right thing while you were getting that broad. And his pipe game is better than yours.
Better than yours.
Came out with that song, I was like, get the fuck out of here. I didn't even know Switch is a brother's joint. And then Switch is your own shit. I think they came, their message was a lot stronger than actual artist himself. Mario or some shit like that. I know that his name is related to one of the Luigi brothers.
Yeah,
welcome back to the show.
The original track was way hotter, though.
What
happened? The original track was way hotter, though.
Yeah, it was.
That shit didn't even sound right, man. It just seemed weird.
Weird. Angry Bowser Radio, the station that has to speak your mind. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shots, dedications, and requests until 9 o'clock in the PM. Right now, there's going to be two parts. Well, this is part one of the GQ Barbie episode, and tomorrow will be part two. Probably start around 8 o'clock, and part two will be like, you know, all the, you know, so-called bullshit of me and bullshit of her. It's just a life story because I was just told by her that, you know, recently she did not want me contacting her or anything. So with that being said and done, I just left it alone. And some other shit. That nigga typing hard shit on fucking keyboards, nigga.
Oh.
Yo.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Not even really paying attention.
Thank you.
Yeah, salute.
Thank you.
Salute.
Yeah, nigga.
Salute. Niggas be bugging like, did you really just say salute? Like, yeah, dog. I just said that. Yo, I came in front, though. Man. I'm feeling all this R&B shit right now, B. You got me, And you don't put me on that type, that whole love type shit, man. I don't know. I ain't thinking about no shorty in particular, but it's got me thinking, though.
Yeah, nigga. Sometimes you got... Sometimes you got to, like, wind down, you know, unwind and just chill. And just, you know, realize life and what's going on. I'm going to play the real mix, and then we're going to talk about this shit.
Yeah.
They saw you. The person you were kissing was me.
house, so when you cruising, it's been proven, my love you abusing. I can't understand how a man got you choosing. Undecided, I came and provided my undivided, you came and denied it. Don't even try it, I know when you lying. Don't even do that, I know why you crying. I'm not applying no pressure, just wanna let you know that I don't wanna let you go. And I don't wanna let you leave. Can't say I didn't let you breathe. Gave you extra cheese, put you in the SUV. You wanna ice, so I made you freeze. Made you hot like the West Indies. Now it's time you invest in me. Cause if not, then it's best
I
you
don't
leave.
Holla. If you're playing me, keep it on the low. Cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let it show. Oh, baby, I don't wanna know. If you're playing me, keep it on the low. Cause my heart can't take it anymore.
That nigga's a bitch. Let me know. You doing me dirty, I wanna know, damn it.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be doing me dirty, I don't know. I'm wondering why I'm sliding in. Talking about, damn, it don't fit right now. Big dick stuck up in the nigga. Now let me know. Yeah, he came out down loud, though. You. Man, fat niggas was right behind him. I don't wanna know, baby girl. I'm just so in love with you, though. I don't want to know if you're doing me dirty. Fuck that. Are you doing me dirty, bitch? Because if you are, there's no point in us making anything happen. Cody Fry having motherfucker in the background. Sour boy ass nigga.
Hey, yo, bare in the face ass nigga. What kind of shit you talking?
Get out of here, fuckboy.
Fuckboy?
That's why they...
You got that shit stuck with you now, that whole fuckboy shit?
Oh, that shit's hilarious. Boy, but, oh, puss-ass nigga. Puss-ass nigga.
Hey, you say bitch nigga.
Oh, bitch nigga. Oh, bitch-ass nigga.
Oh, bitch-ass nigga.
Oh, pussy ass, bitch ass nigga.
It's fucking raining. It's whack.
Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Send your shout-outs, dedication, and request until 9 o'clock in the p.m. Hit us up, myspace.com. myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And also myspace.com/lightsupsession.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, we keep it funky. I feel like shitting on somebody right now.
I'm
like jet line or some shit, but it all started way back in, like, I believe it was 2001. I was on Napster. That's when Napster was popping. I was on Napster.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, nigga. And I was on Napster, and fucking, I'm talking. I mean, I see something that says, like, Barbie something, I don't know. So I saw the name, and that kind of led me to believe that it was a female. So I'm like, all right, look out. So, I talked to her. Everything was cool. And it went from talking to her to her giving me a real, you know, Yahoo Messenger and all that. And then, at the time, she was away from college in Oneonta. So, she was away from college, and she was, she's a virgin. And it's like, he's comes from a fucked up household, and you know, she's not someone certain because she's in a fucked up household. Cause I think all urban kids have been in a fucked up household. Depends on how, you know, you just can't let it get to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not gonna go into details, but she came from a very fucked up home where the father was a dickhead and the mother was cool but didn't know no English. So, you know, you got a dickhead for a father and a mother that doesn't, you know, like, her mother's cool, but
she just,
you understand.
Huh? She don't speak English.
Yeah, she's cool, but she can't speak English. So she pretty much thinks her husband is a god because he can speak English. And, you know, that's her man. So it's like if Barbie was to be like, hey, mom, daddy ate my ice cream. She would stick up for him.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, she's like one of those types of mothers. But don't get it twisted. She, by all means, the best mother out there. Had I ever met her, she'd probably be my mother-in-law. But it's like fucking all that. It was back in that era. Like I said, it was like in 2000, 2001, and this is where she lived at. But she's going away to Oneonta for the college or college thing. I can barely talk right now. But
Mike, being emotional?
Nah, nigga. I got that monkey off my back. Had to get that monkey off my back. Yeah, but fucking. So what happened was that we was talking and it wasn't really working out, and you know, it actually started without. Well, for y'all that don't know, it was a computer thing. Okay, I met her on the computer, never saw her face, but just talking to her, she sounded cute, and she sounded like, you know, a cool person. Me never talking to anybody and not knowing them and what they look like and asking them these words. I remember like it was yesterday because it went from talking on the computer to me going to a payphone in like 0-degree weather just, you know, to be like, okay, well, I don't have a phone, but you can call this number. And I will walk to the payphone, and I would sit out there on the phone for hours. To the point where I actually bought a chair from home one night and sat in the snow for hours on the phone. So it was like, huh?
Now that's dedication.
Yeah. So it was like, when I did that, I didn't want nobody else but her. And that was back in 2000, 2001. So it's like, with that being said and done, I just knew everything was going to be perfect. Right from right then and there. And it's like, without even asking her for a picture or anything, I asked her, I said, you know what? And she was in Brooklyn. Or at the time, she was in Oneonta. But right where I was in Jersey, right then and there, I asked her, would she be my girlfriend? Not never meeting her, not just because she seemed like a cool person. And she was like, I got like this. Once I started talking to her, like, it was a shine, like an aura around her, like, this was it. So, I don't know. So that went on for like a good while. And you know, as you get older, you get wiser, you get cockier. So, you know, we would have like different like types of arguments back and forth, you know, a little petty shit like. So I'll be walking, and a chick would say something. She'd be like, who the fuck is that bitch? Well, she wouldn't say it like that, but she'd be like, who is that? So it was like, she was, it pretty much was a 360 type thing. Like, it went from a nice Barbie to a real fucking stuck up and cocky Barbie. And like I said, I'm still in love with her because I think that kind of, that ignorance kind of like got me. Like, I love it. Like, I guess I like ghetto chicks and she has like a ghetto mentality.
Like, yeah, but not, in love, God, in love is way two different things. You might still have mad love for the chick, but being in love, that's still to this day, you ain't willing to fuck with no bitch but her.
And that's how I feel, though. It's like, we're not talking right now, and I don't think she wants to be involved with me. Like I said, I'll probably get on with the rest, like, the details and all. I'm going to schedule a two-hour show. So since tomorrow I'm off of work, I'm going to come up here and download all types of songs and shit. I'm going to promote my ass off. And today is just like the little pre-cap. Tomorrow's the show. You know what I mean? So I'm going to do it like that. And I'm going to let y'all catch up because you're going to realize everything. Like, it's been 7 years off and on. And the way it ended, terrible. It ended by a Beyonce song. Yeah, nigga.
That's what it is, though.
The last thing I remember is, oh, I hate that song. That song is stupid. All it's going to do is break people up. And look at me.
Yeah,
woke me the fuck up.
A lot of songs, I don't know if it's just because, you like music as much as I do and shit. I could listen to one of these R&B songs, and it's a rap. My head would get twisted into a pretzel thing about a bitch, bitch.
Uh-huh.
Like, crazy, dog. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been probably, like, almost 2 years. I've had a lot of relationships. I can say I've had one that was really serious. Like, this was the only chick that I've ever proposed to in my life. I was trying to make it official and be some forever type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I proposed to Shorty, you know, got on one knee, gave the bitch some ring, almost had kids with her. And it's like, there's a song that she had dedicated to me a while back. I'm like, I still love this girl to death. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if the opportunity was there, I would take advantage and try to be with her again, but I just know shit is never be the same, so I don't know if, you know, I'd actually go and do it. But it's like, at the same time, anytime I hear this song, I can't stop thinking about her like I'm in love with her type shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah.
I hear this song, and I'm like, fuck, man, I can't stop thinking about her, I don't even want to be with her, but it's not it, you know what I mean? It's because you're getting so caught up in the past, how shit was, like, you're dwelling so much on the good shit, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
That's where your mind starts fucking with you because you keep dwelling on the good that you think the good's always going to be there. Yeah, it's going to be there, but you got to remember what was the cons about the relationship that fucked it all up.
Mm-hmm. All I got to say is, fellas, if you have a good girl or a semi-good girl and you're going through stupid little problems, or she won't suck my dick, so I'm going to go fuck with a prostitute, and get some nasty disease and bring it back to the bedroom. It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. You breaking up with these women over stupid shit. You're going to break up with someone, break up with someone because they slept with your cousin or they slept with me. Or they slept with Fuss to Death. Can't beat us, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be breaking up with stupid shit. Oh, she burned some oodles and noodles for the fifth time. After I told her not to heat it up on broiler. So I fucking broke up with her. Fuck stupid. Women, and I'm talking about women, not girls, not little girls, not bitches, not cunts, skanks, or scallywags. Women. Like to be treated with respect. I actually had another point, but I think I did too many of the women thing. The women thing was what fucked it up for me. But, Ashman was there.
Ah, man, that shit's crazy. Yo, I got a question. Yo, if you just talking to a bro, you ain't dating or nothing. If y'all just talking, do you have to call this bitch every day?
Hell no.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, remember I was telling you about, you know what I'm saying, this dark skin chick I was fucking with?
Yeah.
All right, so, Jimmy, I text her today. I'm like, yo, what's good? How you been? And she's like, well, I'm doing good myself. And then she's like, oh, you been acting real brand new. I was like, how? See, my boy's down here from college, you know what I'm saying? So I've been chilling with this nigga probably like almost every day. It's actually been the past 2 days where I haven't chilled. And she knew this, you know what I'm saying? So I told her, I was like, yeah, my boy's down here for only like a week and a half. So, I mean, it's not personal, you know, I'm going to still see you, I'm going to still talk to you, but I'm going to be with this nigga most of the time because, you know, he's only down here for a short period of time. It's like, I ain't no doubt, ain't nothing. So I texted her yesterday, I said, what up? I ain't really talk much. So now I texted her today, I'm like, what's good? She's like, yo, you acting real brand new. I said, yeah. Like, I thought we had a real connection. It's like, okay, we did. What's the problem? I'm like, so what's the problem? She's like, oh, it seems like you don't have time anymore. I'm like, yeah, man. And that shit just kind of, like, threw me off guard where I'm like, ugh. Like, now I don't even want to talk to her now because of that shit. But then I almost feel wrong because can't, you know, hold that against somebody. But I don't know. I just think with that drama shit, like, you already getting jealous because it's been 1 or 2 days, bitch. I can't imagine if we were to start dating and I ain't talked to you for like a whole 30 minutes, this shit gonna be bugging.
Yep.
I don't know though, man. That's, I don't know. I ain't even texted back since then. So I said, fuck it.
Yeah, dog. I mean, it's. See, because it's like you don't want to call her too much because you don't want to look like you're on her pipe. I mean, like you're on her on the hills.
I mean, nah, but I mean, at the same time, it's not like I'm just pushing it to the side where she's just another chick, you know what I mean? But I told her I got shit going on. If I don't really got shit going on, all my time is devoted to you. But fuck, if I just got finished, you know, explaining to you what the beat was, why are you bugging? Like, it's like a future, like, it's like a piece of advice for ladies. I mean, you can holler at your mans and let them know the way that you feel, but when you start bugging, that shit gets annoying as fuck. That's why they call it bugging. You bug the nigga, that's why you draw him away from you. Don't bug the nigga. You gotta give the nigga some space. You almost gotta play the same way that he playing you, in a sense of way, like, almost playing hard to get, but not really. You just can't show, like, you in love with the nigga if y'all ain't even dating, you know what I'm saying? Shit fucked up.
Yeah, pretty much. They got these little aviators for a Mars race.
A what?
There's some shit on MySpace where it's like an aviator. Like, it's like these white people with big ass heads in the cartoons. Big ass heads.
Why is that, bro? Why is it that white people in cartoons always got big heads?
Yeah. Every single one of them.
I don't know what to do with that. I mean, I love Family Guy and shit, but everybody's character in that bitch got a big ass head, dude.
Yeah, fucking head. No,
even
for no reason, dog. Why that nigga? Why that young man head that big? Like, his head's that big.
I got more game than John Madden. You know, I never really noticed how easy it is to play. Oh, damn, alright.
Nah, come on, because this nigga's playing against the fucking ball anyway. You got here, it's his fucking hands machine. This is priceless.
You reached Omar, but I'm obviously not available. Otherwise, I would have answered the phone. If this is someone that's calling that would like to leave a message, please do so after the beep. Otherwise, you can hang up and, you know, enjoy the balance of your day. If this is someone that I owe money, for example, a bill collector or something like that, I ain't got it. So you might want to keep that in mind. If you're calling to love, then love, baby. If you're calling to hate, do what you got to do. Make sure you holler at your favorite. Peace.
To leave a voice message, press 1. Or just
push what?
Hold on.
I was about to say, you should have pushed what, dog? I was about to talk some shit about niggas being a favorite and shit.
Hold on.
That was the most hilarious answer shit I've probably heard in a while, dude.
That roast that nigga.
If you a bill collector, I hate you got it.
Yo, nigga, you live on fucking Angry Bastard Radio, nigga.
You bastard.
Okay. That's what it is. Yeah, I'm gonna have to holler.
All right, holler.
Oh, yeah?
What a pussy.
That ain't crazy, yo, dude.
Oh, man. Shit. We're playing all fucking track. We got 9 minutes and shit.
You got 9 minutes?
Yeah, nigga.
9 minutes? I got to promote still, dude. I get so lazy with that shit, though. The whole promote.
Yeah, nigga. I told you, nigga.
Yeah,
hey, you gotta translate. You gotta translate this fucking song for me, man. Like, I'm looking for the intro. I'm not the intro, like, what are the bitches saying in the middle? The fucking chorus.
What song
this
is it?
This is Prima J featuring Kobe O'Donis. Carazon.
Who is it?
Carazon. What does Carazon mean?
Corazon? That's heart. Like, Corazon? Yeah. It's like my heart, my love.
Yeah, it's going out to Barbie. Let's go.
Yeah, Prima J. Kobe O. Corazon. Sometimes I just don't get it and I don't know why. Your heart all up in it and it still don't fly. Girl, I know, I know, I know. Yeah, I know. Sometimes you're feeling so low and you gotta maintain. 9 out of 10 of them run the same game. Girl, I know.
You're not alone. Hey. Don't worry, you're not alone. Baby, your days are gone. I promise you it'll
not alone. Boy, GQ, holding it down. I'm going to tell these people how, I'm going to tell you fuck faces, the difference between JJ and what progressed, because JJ is rest in peace, dead, and we have to talk about that. But like I said, we'll talk about that for tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show is going to be official Barbie dedication, because I had to get my shit together, out of, you know, hold things down. So I wanted a full staff, because I need the good and the bad. And then, you know, that's pretty much how it is. So it'll be Relationship Tuesday. The fucking Barbie dedication, whatever. We'll have 2 hours. It should be on probably, I'm either probably going to schedule it from 8 to 10. That might be better. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Yeah, I'll probably do it from 8 to 10. Or 7 to 9. I don't know. Probably 7 to 9. Those of you that got the text today, I'll send the text back to you whether I'm going to start the show, when I'm going to start the show. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. 914-338-1782. Big shout out to my girl, fucking Barbie, holding it down. And we're going to talk about it later on tomorrow, so make sure you're here at the show. Tuned in. LogTalkRadio.com/AB_radio. And that's pretty much what we do. I'm in love with you, Ma. I will always love you, even though you're pushing me off. But I'll tell you people about what happened tomorrow on GQ's fucking keyless entry hard or whatever. Keyless entry hard.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, nigga, you got 3 minutes, nigga. Do your thing. Promote, nigga.
All day, every day. Your boy Fresh to Death. We about to go live in about an hour on the Light Up Session. Y'all know where to find us on MySpace.com/LightUp Session. Your boy GQ checks in once in the blue moon. You know what I mean? Want to talk some shit? You know how I do. It's similar. It's very, very similar to the Angry Bastard Radio. You got something off your chest, talking shit, whatever you want to do. Except, you know, on Light Up Session, we mainly just blaze all kinds of new tracks and see what y'all really think of it. Underground artists and known artists, all that shit. But you know what? Tonight, when GQ actually inspired Fresh Death. Actually, it's not nothing new. Nigga does inspire me a lot. I mean, but this nigga inspired me with throwing some of that R&B session. So. Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all know how your boy Fresh Death gets down. You know what I'm saying? I can get soft, or I can get hard. But tonight, we're going to go soft for the ladies. We're going to do it just for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play some throwbacks, some Tyrese. We're going to play some Tank. The whole night. Y'all feeling it? Y'all want to be in that, you know, that little love? Holler at your boy. Y'all know what to do.
Pretty much.
Other than that, stick to the Angry Bastard Radio Show. Because if not, we will be angry. And we will make you a bastard. You dig?
That shit was funny.
That's what it is.
I think you got 90 seconds of shit. I'm going to play no joints. I'm going to get like a smooth, slow joint that, you know, the ladies is on.
Oh, if you got it, play it. T-Pain, Ringleader Man. What? That shit is fire.
When did that come out?
Just recently off of T-Pain's new album. Hot, man, hot. I advise everybody go and copy. Everybody.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to play this joint. Keep it locked. This is another song we got an argument over. But not this track right here. The other one. The original.
What up, Jasmine, baby? This should get to your ears. Wanna let you know your album is great. You my new favorite, baby.
She bust the windows out my car. My black Mercedes 22-inch rims. I know it's probably 'cause I broke her heart. But right now I don't care about that part. She bust the windows out my car. Couldn't believe it when I saw my bride. That very moment then I knew it was her. Can't
wave and trip because I know I deserve it. I must admit it hurt a little bit, thinking how could I lead her to do this. I never thought that she had so much strength, but she's gonna see what happens when and you throw a freak into a player's wind. It's gonna get violent, it's so childish. You'll probably say that it was worth your while. Well, I hope you had a chance to smile.
I can't believe it.
She bust the windows out my car, my black Mercedes 22 inch rim. Girl, you know that you have effed up now. You threw a brick into a player's wheel. It's gonna get violent, but it's so childish. She'll probably say that it was worth her while. Mad as I am, all I can do is smile. She busts my windows, my black Mercedes.
Plus a window blessing. Baby, we made for each other. Ain't nothing better than your loving it. Come back, I need you bad like Jasmine Sullivan. I'ma puff to the endo gone. Riding in the whip with the windows gone. I can see you getting your tiptoe on. Quick, throw the brick, then dip, she's gone. Off in the night, all cause of my lies. Why? I can't get it right. I ride through the city lights with my hat bent behind what used to be black tents. I don't know y'all, wrote her initials with a crowbar. That man shot it go hard. It was just a one night creep off. I ain't even take my sneaks off, I swear. I mean it's just a vehicle, baby. You can throw fists, throw bricks. Still gonna be my chick. See, I can deal with some craziness. I mean you love me. Come back home, baby. Come back home. I need you back. Hey, we just vibe out. Song be over in a second. Go trip. Just vibe to the odds. Hey, 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 hey.
She busts the windows out my car.
That shit was CR serious right there.
Yeah, it was. I like that. Who was that? Who was featured onto that track?
Trey Songz.
Man, that shit was hot. I was digging that shit.
Yeah. That shit was fire, man. I didn't like this song when it first came out, but it's like Beyonce song, Like a Boy, I shitted on that one. And I actually listened to it, and I take everything back. Fucking, I shitted on her, and fucking... somebody at high rank sent me an email stating that I better apologize or they get me kicked off of Blog Talk Radio. And apparently somebody in a label or some shit like that. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. It's freedom of speech. But it was freedom of speech, but it's still like, you know, they can twist all types of things around. I'm like, whatever, I was making an apology. So I sent it out to the one that told me to apologize.
Yeah, I make it real clear, though. I swear to God, a bitch ever come break my window, see what happens.
Word, like it's pointless.
Man,
I got insurance. I'm going to get your ass beat the fuck up.
I won't hit a female, but bitch, you come bust my window, see what's going to happen.
So it was like, we had like a little, we had a little argument over this, fucking song. And I'm like, yo, man, that's, like, cause she's like, I'll bust your windows if you do this. I'm like, see, yeah, I just had to talk negative, like, but fuck, I ain't never gonna do you dirty. I don't know, but make sure y'all call us tomorrow. They actually have a new system now where if you block your number, a bunch of zeros come up, so we won't get your number. So if you don't want us to have your number, I suggest you just block your number and a bunch of zeros come up. What happened?
That's what it is. I didn't know that. I'm going to start telling people that shit.
Yeah.
A lot of people get scared and shit. They're like, oh, I don't want them to see my number and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we won't be able to see your number. Yeah, if you block it, just block it and a bunch of zeros will come up. So just let y'all know. But, yo, dog, I'm going to call the show.
All right, nigga.
I'm going to send the last song out to, of course, Barbie. We'll be there tomorrow, probably from 7 to 9, or maybe 8 to 10. We're going to do the official dedication towards Barbie from GQ. This is the last song of the night. Make sure you go check out Light Up Session, because I will be in the building. This is T.I., Whatever You Like. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Hey, Jill. You know them old sugar daddy. They be tricking, they tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like. If you like.
You even though all that shit went down, she can still have whatever she likes. Let's go.
Telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Want it, you can get it, my dear. $5 million home, drop it, and I swear, yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell them all the broke joker, be quiet. Stacks on
tonight, baby, you can go wherever you like. I said you can go wherever you like. Yeah.
Hey, Jill.
What's good, people? It's your boy, GQ, holding it down. I'm down and out, but I'll get over it. Make sure that y'all tune in tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're going to be holding it down. My first shot, just make it 7:30 to 9:30. Yeah, I'm going to make it from 7:30 to 9:30 so that, you know, on the late people that they can listen up and whatever. But this is your boy GQ. I'm holding it down. I'm going to tell y'all the life of GQ and Barbie. And yes, wish me the best, because that's the one I'm in love with. So I'm going to tell it all, even if I'm telling myself. All the truths, all the lies got to be out. So make sure y'all tune in. And I will be giving out some relationship advice. So, if you got help, if you need help, seriously, if you need help, it's up 914-338-1782 tomorrow for Relationship Tuesdays, dedicated to Bobby. I'm going to play one more track. And then I'm just gonna hang up with the last track. Let's see. Good food. Great food. I was gonna play if I was a boy, but I end up crying. So I'll play this joint right here. I actually like this joint, the single lady thing. I was actually willing to give this person a ring too, so this song's going out to her.
Bring me to these things of the world. I'm not that kind of person.
you don't, you'll be alone. And like a ghost, I'll be gone.
All the single life.